London ship owner to get his ships out of the Cuban trade.
No, you just, all I know is you just mentioned his name, and I never knew know what it is, and then I learned it's ship owner. That's about all.
May I spell it out for you? Because we're getting to the point where we may have a bargain with the unions. We made an agreement with Mavrolian back in December that we would let his ships off the blacklist as they came out of charter instead of waiting till all of them were out, because he had some 37 ships in or about to be in the Cuban trade and was the biggest single free world shipper and our biggest stumbling block. He's been taking these ships out as the charters expire. The longshoremen have refused to load one of his ships down in Baltimore, and he's come in to you with a personal message saying that he made an agreement with the United States government that if the United States government can't get the longshoremen to go along, he's going to go back on that bargain, which is his legal right. I mean, it's perfectly fair bargain under the contract, put his ships back in the Cuban trade, which is just what we don't want. We have been working very hard, Bill Wirtz and I, and we met yesterday with George Meany and the unions, and they're about ready to go along now, but they would like to be able to say that the president asked them to load this ship as a part of the understanding of the U.S. government that this fellow would get out of the Cuban trade and we would let his ships back into our business as soon as they got out, one by one. He's going to have ships still in the Cuban trade up until January. And one or two of his ships, as he warned us, have gone into the Cuban trade under Soviet charter, which he can't control, and are being blacklisted. But ships which are out, our bargain is, can then compete for U.S. cargoes. And Meany understands this and is pressing the union, but the union's face will be saved if they can say that you asked him to do it. And Bill Wirtz recommends you do that, but I don't want to put your name on anything without your say-so.
Let's wait till tomorrow.